Should we do a shot of absinthe on the pod?
No.
We don't want to promote that kind of behavior.
You know the answer to that question.
I'll take a shot right now. I don't give a fuck.
I don't even know if absinthe is legal.
It's like not. It doesn't have a real wormwood in it. It's not real absinthe.
Ladies and gentlemen and everyone else, welcome to the Sissy Boys podcast. I am Dan.
Hi, my name's Michaela, but I like to go by Matt LeGrand.
You do your impression of me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sissy Boys podcast. I'm Dan Donahue.
So much more masculine than I actually am.
Fucking and making TikToks and stuff.
What are you, Cooper?
Made like 40 TikToks today.
That's Cooper.
That's you.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah, fucking work out, make TikToks and stuff.
I go down to the TikTok factory.
You did have that TikTok.
I do TikTok. I got cut dick. I'm from Boston.
Boston.
Oh my god.
You have a great Boston accent.
I'm going you guys know why I don't have a Boston accent, right? Have I been over that on the podcast?
Because you were slut shamed as a child.
I was slut shamed. Everybody wants to fuck guys with Boston accents is the thing. That's the real issue.
Why don't you have a Boston accent?
My mom has a very thick Boston accent, and my dad has absolutely zero Boston accent because my dad grew up in the inner city around mostly black people, and black people generally, almost unanimously, do not have the Boston accent, even if they live in Boston.
Can you do an impression of your mom?
When I go to the car, I kind of can't. No, her voice is way too pitched differently.
Tell me, Daniel, I miss you, and I wish you were home right now.
I love her.
She says, Daniel. So she goes like, that kind of, Daniel, I miss you, and I wish you were home.
That's so cute.
Something around there. It's more high-pitched, though.
That's Daniel, I miss you, and I wish you were home.
No, that's a baby.
I'm a little baby mama.
I'm your mom.
Daniel, I miss you.
Yeah, my mom has a Boston accent.
Yeah. I like when a person has a Boston accent, but they're like just saying like nice, sweet things. Because usually you just expect just, you know, flagrant anti-Semitism.
I'm going racism, yeah. Well, definitely there is certainly anti-Semitism in Boston, but I think because I think it's more racism.
Well, it's just it was just funnier to say than racism.
Sure.
Because racism,
it always
funny.
Is. Have you noticed in people's jokes, they always, if they have a joke about like race or disliking a race, they always default to Jews for the example.
Yeah.
Well, almost always.
Because there's just thousands of years of history of oppression, and also they're white. So they
Yeah, they're white. I think that's the big one, is that they're technically, in a way, a different race, but also white.
Yeah.
Does your mom use the word vehicle?
Do
you know what I mean?
No.
My dad is from Kentucky, and he says vehicle.
No, she says car.
Oh, she's riding in the car.
Yeah.
Does your dad have, like, a Kentucky accent?
My dad? Some words slip up. Vehicle is one that, like... were kids in Indonesia learning English from our parents, and my dad would say vehicle and my mom would say vehicle, and we're like, Dad, why are you stupid?
Dude, I'm so excited to go. I'm going back to Boston. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I can't wait to be back in Boston. I love Boston so much.
Do you love it?
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
A lot more than LA?
No, I like LA more, but Boston is just, there's this group of open micers in Boston whose names I won't say, but the last names are so good, I have to. There's this group of like older guys who are like, they call themselves like the gutter boys, I think.
Wait, so these are like 40 plus men with a nickname for their group?
Yeah, they're 40 years old, maybe 50. These are two last names in the group. OD'd.
Okay.
As in like overdosed. OD'd and Sorrow. There's a man with the last name Sorrow.
S-O-R-R-O-W.
I think so.
He's just that Irish.
Just, his last name is Sad.
The other guy is Depression.
Yeah. Alcoholism.
Roger Depression.
Yeah. My name's Roger Depression.
I'm Oliver Overdose.
But
yeah, it's Mikey Bipolar over there. He's a good guy.
But they're awesome. They're very, very funny. one of them got replacement teeth that are the biggest, fakest teeth you've ever seen in your entire life, and they're so sick. It's so funny.
They look like dentine.
Yeah, this is like a person who, in other ways, hasn't really kept up with himself, but then has the biggest, whitest horse teeth you've ever seen in your life.
Oh,
it's awesome.
That. Just a wrinkled face.
There's a lot of people who are on meth that get like the veneers or whatever, like the fake teeth put in, and they're just huge and so white, and it's awesome.
You're supposed to, my old sponsor, she had veneers. She like got money and she was like, first thing I'm doing is getting new teeth. But you're supposed to get them tinted yellow. And whenever you look at the picture, you're like, I'm not paying $50,000 for yellow teeth. But it's like, you don't understand. If you get it white, you look insane.
Your teeth become the only focal point on your face.
Look, it's not natural. You need like a slight tint of yellow. So when you look at the slight tint next to pure white, it looks really yellow. But next to everyone else's teeth, it looks great.
But in Boston, there's also this thing where like there's mics and performance venues. I don't know if they're still around post-pandemic, but they're just like garbage, like in a good way, just garbage. Like in LA, you'll get that in the Valley, but not really in the middle. You'll get a kind of garbage, but there is an open mic that famously they had to say before the mic started, you can't sleep here.
Oh my God.
They were like, all right, here's the mic rules, no talking while comics are up. Everybody gets 3 minutes. If you have to go to sleep, you have to leave the bar.
That's so funny
enough. When I was living on Killian's couch, fell asleep at that open mic. And I had to get waked up by the host. And she said, Dan, you can't sleep here. And I was like, you are correct. And I went up and had the worst set of my whole life.
Oh, you hadn't even gone up yet.
That's why I was asleep, because I was waiting for so long. And I was sleeping on a couch at the time. And there was another guy sleeping on it's a love seat, right? Like a smaller couch.
Yeah.
There was a guy sleeping on the love seat next to me who snored, so I would get awful sleep. This is a futon that I never flattened out. It was always like a couch, but I would sleep on it. And then I paid to sleep there. And then one of the roommates in the house had a friend who I guess had fallen on hard times, who was this very, very small guy. And the small guy would sleep on the love seat while I slept on the couch.
He's like, yeah, there's no problem.
And
I'm
this
a little
kid,
guy.
This kid slept on the love seat all day. I would come back from work. Yeah. I worked while I was doing this.
Right.
I would come back from work, and he would still be on the love seat on his phone in a blanket. Just like, and I was like, what? In the time, 8 hours from more than that, because I had to take the bus and train and stuff. What are just on your phone the whole time? Like, I had no idea what was going on there.
Why was he allowed to sleep there?
You let people flop from time to time. This is a house that was cool in that they let anyone stay there, but uncool in that they let anyone stay. Like they let a homeless guy stay there for a while, and then found out that he had committed some pretty bad sex crimes in the past.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not nice. This was at a person's home?
The
mic was at a person's home.
No. The mic was at another place in Boston, but I lived in this person's,
okay.
There were like 6 people living. There were 3 rooms there.
Was the mic at a bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to address the fact that you look like an unhoused Daniel Powder?
Who's Daniel Powder?
Because you had a bad day.
Oh, that's cool.
Taking one down.
Yeah, you do look like that.
Around
I think I look cool.
Like that era.
Yeah. He was very cool.
Yeah.
22 years ago.
Thank you. And he just keeps getting cooler and cooler.
I think so. He's on the rise. He's a young Billie Eilish.
His last name is Powder?
Powter.
Oh, my God. Oh, that pisses me off.
But it was the theme song of American Idol when people would get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
They would play that song. Oh, yeah. So as they're like walking off, it'd be like, because you had a bad
day.
You just got nationally embarrassed on television.
Right, your life is over.
Because you had a bad day.
The chances of your life being, the difference between you making millions of dollars and your career just being completely forgotten just happened just then.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that so I think Katy Perry gets like $25 million a year being a host on American Idol. Could any of us name, I'm pretty good with pop culture, I could not name a single contestant that was on American Idol in the past 7 years.
No, I can't.
No, definitely not.
So these people, when they're like, I've got my golden ticket and I'm going to Hollywood. And it's like, you're about to have 20,000 listeners on Spotify.
Well, yeah, people
could have done that without American Idol.
It doesn't
hurt, but also your success is based on the success of the show. And American Idol has just turned into one of those things that's just on now. It's not like I don't think people watch American Idol like they used to.
They do if you're really? Getting paid that kind of salary.
Yeah.
It's on ABC. I guess you're right. Like, it's a very mainstream
show.
Yeah,
people watch it, just not in LA, I think.
Do they still do the thing where they, like, make fun of, like, people who are mentally
disturbed?
Yeah, and
it's very, like, gimmicky now where, like, people plan their... He's talking about the bad auditions where it's like, let's put this person on who's a horrible singer and make fun of them because they think they're good. But it's very, like, you know, with the TikTok age, it's very now, like, it's really annoying people who are aware of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they just are good at acting.
It was really funny. I remember we watched the season with Ruben Studdard. Like, me and my dad would watch it, and my dad would, like, comment on the people who were there and, like, couldn't sing or whatever. He's like, look at these poor, deluded people. Anyway, I'm going to keep being a yoga teacher in Cape Cod. Like, it's
but
so similar.
But, like, he at least achieved being a yoga teacher in Cape Cod.
These people sing.
Yeah, but they'll never be singers. Like, but your dad was
a yoga teacher. I guess
they
you're right.
They sing, but could they warrior too?
It would be like...
That's a great question.
It would be like if your dad was 20 and walked into a yoga studio and the teacher was like, it's going to be a no. And he just couldn't be a yoga teacher.
That would be great. Yeah, they should be more strict with yoga teachers.
Yeah. Honestly, a yoga teacher in Boston sounds like one of the coolest people ever. And totally makes sense that that's your dad.
There should just be 12 yoga teachers in the world so we can just kind of scrutinize them a little bit more.
I think Tara McGorry has a good bit about yoga teachers where, like, if you're willing to do something, if you're willing to give up your life to certify, like, being in yoga, you're at, like, a very low point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot of people's first option.
No, some people just love yoga.
There are the exceptions. Your girlfriend's an exception. Yes, but there's some people where it's like, oh, you tried a lot of things, and you're like, I need inner peace for myself, so I'm going to try to make money.
But that's anything. Like, that's stand-up comedy, too, you know?
How
it's like,
dare you disrespect my art?
Your beautiful art.
I think yoga's just good because it's like, it is sort of a not all too common profession, but it still is like... It can just be a straightforward path of like, well, if I get certified, I can start a business, I can do this. Like, stand-up comedy is so up in the air. So I think that's why yoga is good for people, because they're like, well, you know, I tried to be a singer and then I did Oxy for 7 years and now I'm off Oxy and I don't want to have an office job, but I also know that I will never really be like a freelance artist.
Being a yoga teacher in Cape Cod was so funny because, like, yoga teachers here, the big issues here are like they... can't get a job because there's so many yoga teachers. And my dad would come home from work and be like, I tried teaching at a school and they said that it was Satan worship and I couldn't.
Oh, literally? He had a very different problem.
Yeah.
He's Satan. Like trying to convince people that what he's doing is healing and not demonic.
He literally, like, being like, oh yeah, yoga is not really like you don't have to have a theism to do it. And they were like, you're teaching these kids the devil. He taught at a Catholic school. He would mostly teach in schools. And he was brought to the side and he was like, you cannot use any non-English words.
Because that's demonic.
Yeah, literally. I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Indians are demonic.
Literally, their idea is like a language that like billions of people speak is demonic.
A much older language.
Yeah. Oh my God. So much older.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan?
I did, but boy, could I not remember any of it.
Well, in the beginning, it's a throwaway scene, but Lindsay Lohan is...
Lewis was so offended that you did not remember.
I saw the movie.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Our producer is horrified that Dan does not remember Freaky Friday, a movie that I saw in theaters for... It's kind of gay canon at this point. Lindsay Lohan, like, you just got to give it up. Jamie Lee Curtis, she's like an icon from Halloween.
I mean, for me, too. I love Jamie Lee
Curtis.
Chad
Michael Murray was in it. It was right before One Tree Hill. The song in it is Baby One More Time. It's just like gay.
Sure.
But what were we going to say?
I just burped.
That's what's so funny.
I can't stop producing content. Burp.
There's like so few pieces of work of like artwork with gay people as the lead. Gay people literally have to see two straight white women in a movie and be like, this is for us.
We don't support anything that other gay people do.
Has there been a popular gay rom-com?
No, they're coming out with two in the next, like, Fire Island comes out soon with Bowen Yang and Joel Kim Booster.
Oh, cool.
It's like a Pride and Prejudice gay reboot on Fire Island.
They're great.
And I think they both wrote it. I'm excited for that. And then there's Bros, which is Judd Apatow, Judd Apatow, Billy Eichner, and then Gerard Carmichael.
Great.
I read this script 4 years ago through my friend who was like working with them. for Bros. And I saw that Gerard Carmichael was like, they had, he was already attached to the project. And I was like, why didn't they get like a gay black dude? And then his new special.
Little did you know.
Gerard Carmichael, he's one of the first comedians I saw when I moved to LA, and I fell in love with him. And I thought he's incredible. I love him. I would consider him one of my favorite comedians. And then I just watched his newest special, which is more of like, it's like if you love Gerard Carmichael, this will be very like sentimental to you.
Right.
It's not like a pure comedy special. It's
There's
going to
be fewer and fewer pure comedy specials, I think. I think it's going to be more like that, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. Like comics will shit on it and be like, oh, well, this isn't real comedy. It's like, yeah, but art forms always evolve and change and shit.
Yeah.
Also, like, the internet is infinite. So
right.
It's like
you'll find what you want. You
know, I love that. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
You did
know
you watch it?
Crazy, though?
No.
I took a queer pop culture class and, like, representations of
in college?
Yeah. And literally almost everyone we talked about was a straight woman.
Yeah.
And that's all. And my thesis for the class was like there has almost never been an actually queer icon in like culture, because like we talked about like Beyonce, who just continuously exploits like alive and dead queer people for profit, and
oh,
she
yeah.
only does it when it's convenient.
Solange
for her.
All
like
the way.
She has never done anything for the gay community besides like fucking make money off of them.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Like when you have that huge success within a community that's not necessarily yours, it's like, yeah, how did that happen? Just because she's great? Because she is great.
She's great, but also like once gay marriage was legalized, then right. she talked about how it's good. But like it's
okay.
like she does this shit that's
I'm
like
into that now, Jay.
Exactly. Like in
I'll
fucking
support them now, Jay.
In fucking Lemonade, she
so
like
good.
Uses the like a song from a dead trans woman in New Orleans. I'm sorry, I forgot her name, but she also like barely credits her.
What
or,
song?
Like, nobody listening would know. I don't really know, but like nobody listening would know. And then everyone's like, "Wow, she like put her in the song," and it's like fucking nobody would know. Like you know. But, I mean, it's not like that's the biggest indictment.
No,
but it's,
no.
It's always very showy.
I get what you're saying. I mean, there is always a line between playing homage and being patronizing. And it's
yeah,
like, where is that line exactly is really difficult to know. Because, I mean, if you look at... the thought used to be, you can always... Like if you're showing support or representation, it is always 100% good. And then you see, like, corporations co-opt that. And it's like... sometimes this looks stupid.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the thing where, like, it's not fucking Beyonce's responsibility to be a representation for the queer community.
Right.
But it also is annoying because it's like, okay, then don't market yourself as that. Because you're not. And you haven't really done anything for this community. The closest, like, we've talked about is, like, Lady Gaga was, like, being open about bisexuality and shit. But at the end of the day, like, it's one of the saddest things in the world that, like, young gay men are like, oh, what's my representation in media? And it's, like, some fucking, like, just... billionaire straight woman, or it's like, what the fuck, you know, like it's fucked up,
right?
And now, like, there's like Lil Nas X who's very and like
but
whatever,
just to push
but
back
still.
Do you not support women's slang?
I never have.
Do you not
like it when women slay?
Do you not like it when they slay?
What if they slay the house down boots?
No, I've been very clear since the beginning of the podcast, I don't think women should be in media at all whatsoever.
You have said that a lot on the podcast, much to the chagrin of our YouTube subscribers.
Imagine how much better girls would be if it was called guys.
But buddies.
Fellas. Like, just imagine if you replace every single woman actor with a man.
How good would girls be if it was called the King of Queens?
Exactly. Ooh. And imagine the King of Queens, except Leah Remini isn't his wife.
If it's called the King of Kings.
It's another guy.
What if it was Kevin James dating Patton Oswalt and they kissed all the time?
It's like, literally, why does a man... Like, why would you ever have a heterosexual marriage in a movie when just everyone could just
be
a gay man?
Why are you pushing your sexuality on us? We're trying to watch television.
No,
I don't need to see you guys.
Yeah, you fellas dream.
No,
do.
I'm pansexual. I'm attracted to women. But when I see him in a TV show, I'm like, why the fuck was this ever made?
Right.
Because it just doesn't make sense, because it's like you don't see women in real life. Like,
that's true. I've
so
never
it's
seen
like,
a woman.
You only see them in TV, and like nobody
ever. My mother was in the room, I was blindfolded.
Yeah, you read the Bechdel test and it said, well, when two women talk to each, and you're like, whoa, I'll stop you right there. Two?
Yeah, literally, when have you seen, like, more than one woman? I've only seen women from, like, the closest I've ever been to a woman is probably, like, 100 yards.
This is finally turning into the alpha male podcast that I've always dreamed of this podcast.
If there
be.
Are three yeah. women together, it's a hate crime.
Literally. Like, I honestly, one time I saw three women together, they're about 400 yards away. But when I saw it, I go, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And then they fucking just put him in a show.
That became Girls. You were yelling at the set of Girls.
Everything I just said is a joke.
It was the Golden Girls.
I think women should be in TV shows.
On the point of you talking about Beyonce and all that stuff, it goes back, like, one, Beyonce isn't responsible to represent queer
right,
people.
She just
happens
musician.
To be a megastar
right.
and is using elements for that. The biggest, like, example of that in somewhat recent history is, like, Madonna's Vogue. Which it was like a breakthrough. It was like, oh my God, she's displaying voguing. Like, this is crazy. That's something in the underground ball scene.
Totally
she literally
right.
stole that song. The exact beat was from this trans
exactly.
DJ that was involved in the ballroom scene.
Yeah.
And they just took that.
Yeah.
And there's no social media to call people out or whatever. And then it became the number one song of the year. I think it won video of the year, whatever. And she's like a gay icon for that.
Yeah.
But it's literally like snatching out like queer culture, and then she becomes the icon of it.
It's
but
very
as a result of that, it's still pushed forward like gay people. And I will say, while that's fucked up that Madonna did that, which I doubt she actually, you know, the producers are doing this stuff. I doubt she's like the one, like she's not producing any of the music.
Right, but you're complicit in that you're doing the song.
Right, she's
right?
not doing her research for what music she's accepting. Like, where did this come from? Did you make this? Did you steal this from a poor black person?
Right.
Yeah. She could do a little better. But that being said, also Madonna is like one of the biggest advocates for gay rights before anyone would do it. She would always
yeah.
bring it up on tours, on stage. We think of her now as this psychotic, dumb bitch who does Botox and is like on her TikTok
well,
looking.
Well, I've never thought that,
Madonna,
to be honest with you. I've always thought she was cool.
Madonna's real. And the more you talk about it, the more I think about the conversations we had in class where, like, we talked about that exact video where it's like, yeah, I think there is, like, a good thing of putting it into the culture. And Madonna is a bit of an exception to the rule because she is real. But it is funny when you think about, like all that stuff getting into the culture. It's like almost all the good offshoots of that almost have nothing to do with the artists themselves. Because
yeah.
it's like, you didn't do it for that reason. Where it's like the
yes.
thing with Madonna, it's like it's good voguing got out there. But then all these white people are like, oh, that Madonna thing?
Right.
And there's like all these people in New York that are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
right.
You know? But I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's back and forth. It's not like they're fucking evil people.
And
also I'm saying this as like a straight presenting person who's been straight all my life. So I can't really relate to, you know, a lot of those feelings about relating to Beyonce.
And that
Madonna.
Thing, that stuff, like what really sucks about it is like the credit thing. Like
yeah.
societally, it's the credit thing because it's like, I mean, even if it's just like a vibe thing, like people have said this for a long time about D'Elia, but like his act outs and energy are very much that of like a lot of black comedians of the past
yeah.
and it's like it's not even that he's directly stealing that or whatever, but the weird thing about it is you have all these white people that have never like seen or tried to seek out or maybe actively don't like say your Cat Williams
they
or,
never tuned into the POCs who were doing this
who were doing it, but then they see because maybe they're not giving it like for whatever reason, but then they see it from a white person. It's like people who didn't listen to rap until they saw fucking Macklemore. It's like, yeah, the fucked up thing about this is not that, not even necessarily that they're doing it where even that might be fucked up, but it's like the level of credit that is going to be given to those people just by virtue of the fact that they're white and they're doing it is kind of the weird thing.
Earlier example of that is Elvis Presley.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like he is known as the original rock star.
Yeah.
D'Elia is very Elvis in a lot of ways.
Dude, we do that so much, especially nowadays where like white people be like, oh my God, you can wrap stuff in banana leaves and it will stay fresh for longer.
Right,
and people are like,
yeah.
South American countries have been doing this for literally thousands of years. But then like a white lady like starts, I'm just demonizing women. A white person starts a business and they're like, it's the banana leaf business. And all these white people are like, you invented this? You thought of it first?
Right.
And there's people like, what the? Like, it's almost like, this is kind of different, but it is a similar situation.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Just bull riding in America is like it was white for so long in America, and they didn't know that Brazil has bull riding for so much longer.
Dude, you think the people who invented like Brazilian jiu-jitsu aren't good at fucking wrapping their legs around something and holding on to it for a long time? That's their whole thing.
Yeah, so like they dominate bull riding now, which is
so
funny.
They choke the bull out. They choke the bull unconscious. That's their big move.
Are you being serious?
No.
That would be sick. Put him in a triangle. Put that bull in an omoplata.
You're riding the unconscious bull. No, but the Brazilian thing, you do a bit about that, and it's really funny.
People didn't laugh at it.
I thought it was good.
It just, the documentary is very funny, because at first they just talk about like bull riding is a long tradition, and then essentially in so many words they're like, yeah, then Brazilians started doing it, and we ain't won since.
And haven't won since.
And they like kind of cheat, so this guy JB Mooney, who's very good, but he kind of gets preferential treatment and calls and judging, because it's a judged sport. And they know that their fans want like their one white knight to defeat the Darth Vader Brazilians.
Right.
Like,
that's how they see him.
Can I ask this? I feel like in America, avocados were just discovered like 6 years ago. Did you guys remember growing up with
avocados?
Not
6 years ago.
I mean, I definitely we would make guacamole a lot of my family, but like,
I guess California has a massive Mexican influence.
Huge.
Just like,
but
in
you're right.
Southeast Asia, like we had avocados all the time. No one gave a shit. I moved to the States 10 years ago, never heard of like avocados in the States. I thought it was only in Southeast Asia or whatever. And then when I moved to California, everyone was like obsessed, and now it's like a nationwide craze.
The toast got avocado.
Like,
off
wait,
the
what if we put this and on Cooper? Bread? If you go after white women one more time, then we finally become the alpha male podcast I've always wanted
down.
To be.
I was gonna say white people this time.
You were gonna say people?
I was just gonna say it's funny that the white people are like, well, let's just put it on something really plain.
White
toast.
Yeah.
White people really be doing shit like that.
Sorry.
Now we're moving deeply away from the alpha male podcast I always wanted.
Can I?
Guys, if you want to be a provider, you got to provide for the providers. And we're back on track.
Women are fucking stupid.
That's
No,
Cooper.
I want to say something else that's pretty cool about Madonna.
Cooper?
That was a joke. I don't mean that. Every woman.
Cooper's allowed to do that because he sucks dick, I guess. Gay men are the most misogynistic people on earth, and Cooper is a threat to society because he is gay, but he's also fucking women.
Yeah, so if
so
the
he
things,
will destroy you.
If the things I've said in jest have been rude, just sort of do some sort of mental rearranging of my identity and the people I'm talking about in a way that kind of equals X, you know, of not being rude.
No, but when you meet straight guys who actually hate women, which there are like quite a bit, it's very much worse than gay. Like, gay people think they're meaner to women, but that's because a lot of like straight guys don't fully articulate how much they they actually like hate women in front of them. Because where I'm from, dude, like literal locker room talk, which doesn't exist in the ways that people actually think it does. But when you actually hear like young men who are like resentful or hate women or maybe just haven't had the experiences with women that they were thinking like they deserved or should have had, dude, that shit is dark.
It is
so fucking dark.
I combat it verbally and then I have to get out of there. Because like fucking, you always know a guy is about to say something terrible when he says women are always or all women. Because whatever he's about to say is just not true.
I mean, it's usually bitches.
Yeah.
It's usually bitches or like, but like a guy who's resentful of women who gets laid, you're about to hear some of the craziest, like, yeah, this fucking worthless bitch who just, it's nuts, dude.
Dude, I don't understand. Like, you fuck someone and you hate them?
Yeah.
You hate them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it is true. Like, so many men, like, don't realize how sick they are. Because, I mean, it's almost like the D'Elia thing where it's like all of his friends, there's no one around him telling him that that's, like, if you came up to me and like every week we're like, look at this girl I had sex with. And just every week is just a fucking 18-year-old. Like, the first time I would be like, she's 18. And if you did it again, I'd be like, oh, Dan, you have like a mental issue. Like that this is, if this is your type, then that's like a mental disorder.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just crazy that he was in a group of so many guys and none of them were like, hey, Chris, do you think
that's being famous, though, dude. I mean, like, when you reach a level of acumen, it's so scary because it's like we're all in comedy. Luckily, I think all of us are just off-putting enough where we will never reach that level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd be fucking 18-year-old bitches all day.
That's true, but they're guys.
I don't even want to do this bit.
Yeah. No, you start. You know what happened there? You started a bit, and then you self-reflected.
Yeah, and then I was like, I don't even feel comfortable pretending to be disrespectful to women.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were talking about women.
Yeah, like I was doing, like, I'm gay, but I'd be fucking barely 18-year-old bitches. Because it's funny. But it wasn't that funny.
As a bit.
It was funny when we were, like, seeing clips of, like, Theo Vaughn, like, openly calling out Chris D'Elia in podcasts.
It's insane.
Yeah. Because, like, he was openly, like, obviously he was in the know and he was very funnily joking about it.
Yeah.
Where he was like, you guys know that this is not cool. And they would all be like, ah.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the weird thing about where we are now, where it's like, it doesn't, there's no real industry in like at a solid form like it used to be. And that's not to say that when the industry was in a solid form, it didn't have like incredibly fucked up, corrupt people in it. So it's like, how, I wonder if things are overall better or worse. Does that make any sense? Because when the industry was like the industry, quote unquote, that's when Harvey Weinstein was like at his fucking height and everybody was protecting him and everybody was like, oh no, Harvey's fine. He's just like a little bit perverted, but like who's not in Hollywood? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
So it's like, I do wonder if things are better or worse overall.
I think it raises a better generation.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we're living it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you.
Well, I think exactly his point. Like, we're in the shitstorm of it because we're in the transition period, whereas the generation after us is going to, like, be able to reap the benefits in a good way, where, like, there is going to be a level of respect and understanding.
Right.
But we're in the transition period, so we're having to put up with, like, yes, it's a good thing that these people are being called out on stuff and we're, like, getting rid of some of the trash, but then there's the overextension of that where people are capitalizing on it and using it to their advantage. And there's this whole, like, art in some ways, this sounds like shitty to say, but like art is often being compromised because of like social or identity politics because we're so hypersensitive.
It's also not just that. It's like, I think people in certain industries, oh my.
He had a white thing in his nose and
Matt
it wasn't
just
cocaine.
Reached into Cooper's
oh, it was a booger.
Nose.
Okay,
essentially. You essentially reached, would you say you reached into his nose there?
I thought, okay, at the
beginning. As we're having a conversation about people abusing their power and taking steps, you know, sort of like
he's
overstepping
young,
their boundaries.
He's a young, supple
you know,
boy.
So
what am I
funny.
Supposed to
he's
do?
The youngest comedian
I'm
in the
just
world.
I'm supposed to look at him and not, I'm not supposed to inject my fingers into his holes.
Right.
You know what's so funny is it didn't bother me that much.
Yeah, exactly. Because you've been institutionalized.
He just picked my
he's
booger.
Used to the abuse. I will say at the beginning of this episode, he had all this funk on his shirt, like little weird hairs and like little. Like cotton
you're
balls.
You're literally grooming.
I need to get clean. I was dirty before the podcast.
I think that's why I let Matt reach that far, because I was like, I mean, I've been dirty today. I'm sure it's something else.
It was just some fluff that was in his nose, but it turned out to be a booger.
So funny.
I appreciate it.
You guys went to the Eagle this weekend. How was that?
It was fun. Well, I don't know. Was it fun?
I did not have a good time.
At all.
No, because I have not done cocaine in 2 years, and I did a bump of cocaine there, and it was, I've never like dipped a cigarette in cocaine and smoked it, and I'm a person where it's like curiosity will kill this cat, and I just have to try everything one time, so I did that. And I remembered why I hate cocaine. It
you didn't think that was the greatest feeling ever.
No, it made me lightheaded, and then I was immediately agitated, and I was put into the zone where I say cocaine is like the devil's drug, where it just makes me hyper-focus on myself and what I need to do. And so I took that puff of, I took a drag of a cocaine, of a, what is it called, a cocoa puff?
People call
cocoa
it.
Puff. Yeah, people cigarette call it dipped that. In cocaine, and then all I wanted to do was like be in work mode, and then I was like, "Why am I spending time with friends? Like when I could be doing
well,
something productive."
What you should have done was just clean the Eagle.
Ooh,
I mean, why? Think for a second. You're at the 16th anniversary. There's fluid around, right? You could have seeked
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, I guess I could have walked around like a sociopath and it would have brought me the most joy to just pick up everyone's empty beer bottles.
That would have been so funny.
I do that at parties. It makes me so happy.
Picking up a guy's balls. Excuse me, sir. I have to.
People sorry, these are empty.
These are empty. Yeah, let me refill these.
No people bottles. People think that was hot at the Eagle. They'd be like,
that I'm cleaning up.
Oh my God, you in a little maid outfit cleaning cum?
I don't know if a maid outfit would do. I feel like anyone who like dresses up femme at the Eagle, everyone's like, "What the fuck are you doing
fuck you.
Here?"
Yeah.
It's like a very macho energy.
Right.
That's probably unhealthy.
Could I get into a fist fight at the Eagle? Not in like a homophobic way, but just like, do you think people are riled up enough?
You might lose. They're big.
Yeah, no, they're big. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I would win.
Could you get in? Could you? The possibility is yes. I do think pretty quickly, anytime I've seen a couple instances of violence, it gets very quiet and people are like very quick to be like, get the fuck out of here.
That's great.
Because they're all such nice guys.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's an actual like environment, you know, like literally an environment. Where I feel like a lot of straight clubs and stuff are just completely sterile in a way.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real, like, environment or family or whatever there.
Yeah.
Totally. But at least there's enough there where it's, like, it
there's
seems
a community.
Like there's a community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you will get 86th.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not allowed back.
What if that was my kink? Getting 86th by bears.
Could do that.
I love that.
I met a nice, hairy, gray-haired man in the line at the bathroom. And I was like, how long have you been coming here? And he was like 22 years, and it was funny because I was like, I was born 22 years ago.
Oh God!
You should. Oh, if you said that, that
did you
man.
Say that?
Yeah, I said that, and I in my head I was like, you know, man, if I was into older guys, it would be so cool if you fucked me right now. You know what I mean? Like right after that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh man, you've been going to gay bars for my
no
entire
word.
Life.
He just shoves his old wrinkled tongue down. The tongues don't even get wrinkled, but just for the sake of the fantasy, his old wrinkled tongue down your throat.
If he honestly went for it, like at that moment, I'd be like,
you let it happen.
What? Like, yeah. Cause I'd be like, what? Like, I'd be such a, like, what a moment.
Yeah.
He did nothing for you.
No, not nothing. I don't know. I think there's probably some internalized homophobia with me where I might feel uncomfortable being with a guy who is a lot more masculine than me.
That's interesting. But
it's such a waste of time.
Is your manifestation of internalized homophobia?
Yeah, is that internalized homophobia? Like I always...
Mine is the opposite.
You want an old man.
No. Mine is
big
like...
Butch.
He's saying his internalized homophobia is that if he was with a guy who's too masculine, that it would make him feel effeminate, I guess. And my thing is like, I'm thinking about like bringing it home to my parents. They're like, we didn't know you was dating a faggot.
Right.
Cooper, as opposed to like if I bring a butch guy home, they're like, oh, it's two men.
Cooper,
that's okay.
If you think it's homophobic that you like to fuck small men, go easy on yourself. You know what I mean? In terms of the homophobia department, I think you're doing fine.
Cooper just wants a nice woman with a penis.
Oh my God. That
I
is
really
kind
like
of
everything.
All he wants.
That is what he wants. A very like pretty woman with a penis.
In a nice dress.
But, I mean, I probably, you know, should fuck one of those older leather guys.
You should fuck them?
I mean, that's, like, one of them I should fuck. I'm sure
only if you wouldn't want to. You don't have to prove anything. Because
I notice that sometimes you don't know if you're into something until you fuck it.
I don't think that's true.
Or at least, like, because the way I look at it is, like, when you're younger and you haven't fucked anyone, you watch porn. And then you make these ridiculous decisions where you'll be like, I don't really like that type of body. I don't like those kinds of nipples. Or like, you'll be like, that's a weird penis. But then if all those things were in front of you, you would just be like, oh, you know, like you, like if you're, because really like sex is like, you know, the uniqueness of a person.
Wow. Cooper's trying to illustrate a point. Can you give him
I'm
room,
listening.
Please?
Yeah. Like how, you know, unique people are is like kind of what's hot. So like, I think guys that don't fuck a lot are like, oh, I don't fuck with that. It's like, well, cause you never fuck enough people.
You don't fuck with that because you've never fucked.
Because you've
that.
Never fucked that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like that's almost a way of like justifying being a fucking loser. You know what I mean?
I understand your point, but I don't think that is your issue.
Yeah. I kind of have that issue where I kind of have only had sex with like very conventionally good looking women.
Well, yeah, but you're a
poor guy,
a good looking guy. It's just you're just in a tier of hot people.
But it's like, I mean, if you met a guy who only had sex with a specific, like, incredible... Well, you probably know those guys. Like, a very specific kind of guy, and they only fuck that.
Yeah, I met one the other day. He's the worst person I've ever met in my life.
There you go.
Thank
you.
He sucks.
Yeah, it's indicative of a not great person.
He is
which is
horrible.
Why
I can't even... Sorry, I'm just... I just, like, went through a portal where I was like, wow, that guy is... This person is the worst photographer I've ever seen in my entire life, and he has a million followers. His pictures look like it was taken on a point and shoot. And the reason he has followers is because he takes photographs of these naked twinks that he pays to come to his house, and then he fucks them. They all look underage. A lot of them are like gay for pay. And he's like, I'm an artist. It's what I do. And it's like, no one thinks that you're good at what you're doing. You're just selling soft
porn. So what
porn.
I'm saying is I'm like that guy. No, what I'm saying is like,
sorry.
It's usually indicative of like a level of non-openness, but also that's why I struggle. Is it that I'm not open, or do I just have a preference?
I don't even see it as a preference, because it's like I've seen like several women that you've been involved with, and I don't really see similarities between them. I mean, I think they're all attractive, because I think attractive people want to fuck you. But it's not like if I saw every woman you fucked and it was like a 5'5" blonde woman with C cups, then I'd be like, this is a little weird. Like, obviously, you have to ignore certain personality traits to always get the same looking person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
but it's like,
no, you're right. They all do look very different.
But if you saw someone that the world would consider a 6, but you were like, oh, I'm attracted to her, like, you don't seem like the kind of guy that would be like, well, I can't fuck her because she's a 6.
No,
you know?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because then it's also like, because then she's not a 6. She's hot to you. So it's like, what does that 6 even mean?
Also, but correct me if I'm wrong, but from my understanding, you're not, you haven't really been this man who's like on a hunt, like trying
Never in my whole life. I remember there was one time I have ever, quote unquote, hit on a woman at a party. Once in my whole life. And that's the only time that's happened.
That was when you went to jail, right?
Yeah, I went to, for Staten Island.
You know what you are?
They said, you cannot talk to that.
No. I went up to this girl at a party. I was at my old college, and I went up to her, like, it was on a dance floor, and I was like, hey, what's your name? And she looked at me in the most, like, get the fuck, I'm trying to have fun with my friends, fuck off kind of look ever. And in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, this isn't you.
Yeah, that's always how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what you are? You're like a gentle hunter who's like in the woods, and you're like, okay, I'm looking for some deer. And then you turn around and there's like 50 deer, and they're like, hi, hey.
I don't really
think
of it as, it's not really hunting.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying for the analogy, let's just say.
That is not what I do.
Let's say everyone's in the forest.
We're all in the forest.
And it's not that women are deer, it's that anyone that you're fucking is a deer. Let's say we're all in the forest.
And I'm a deer too.
And then you just have
50. I'm just a deer fucking. I'm one of the I'm a deer fucking other deer.
You have 50 deers.
I would
in your
argue
DMs.
That you're fucking a doe, a deer.
I'm a female deer.
You're just like a walking salt lick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not a hunter. I'm a salt lick.
Yeah.
That's a decent analogy.
Yeah. And I'm a guy that also is very bad at hitting on people. And I'm like, this isn't you. But then people don't approach me to fuck me. Well, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true
at
all.
That's the only way I've ever fucked.
Yeah.
I just don't fuck a crazy amount.
I am like the definition
God's
of like
gift.
A hunter.
Yeah, you
it
hunt.
Sucks.
You're out there hunting.
I'm very like motivated, and I'm very go-getter attitude, and I feel like it's my job to do everything. I'm like a catalyst, like I'm a starter.
Right.
You know?
No, I mean,
and
that's
I wish
that's a
what
good
I
thing
need
about
to
you.
Do is I need to calm down and center myself and just enjoy the things that I like to do and let things come my way.
More,
I like to go out of my way to pursue things because I want new experiences.
But no, there's something to that, and it's like some. It's like if you are doing that tactfully and respectfully, it's like that's great. But I've just seen it a lot of times. I just look at it, and it's like I don't even disrespect this. I don't say this is a wrong thing to do, but it is just so not in my fucking arsenal.
I can't do it at all because it's like obviously people like to be pursued and be desired, but I feel like. Even when I do that with respect, it's still just with the way I act is just off-putting, where it's like some guys are good at pursuing, but then I'm just sort of like, hi.
No, you're a sweetie.
But I'm not like sexy.
Yeah, but you're sexy to a certain kind of woman where you're just like, would you like to fuck me then?
I would argue that you are like Dan is the most desirable for gay men in this room. And I would argue that currently you are the most desirable type for straight women.
Yeah.
You are like the closest of us three. You're like the most Pete Davidson aesthetic.
Pete, you are very Pete Davidson aesthetic.
I'm like, yeah, like if you want to fuck Pete Davidson, but you're also kind of being realistic about your life, you would fuck me.
Right.
Like if you, you know, it's just a, I'm, you know, maybe I am the yoga career of guys to fuck. Where like it wasn't your first option, but maybe it might feel different enough.
It'll feel good. When, once you do it, you're going to feel the most actualized.
When you
you've
want
ever
some
felt.
Inner healing. Right. Yeah. You've tried getting with the bad boys, and now you're like, I just want to feel.
Which is me. I'm a
peace.
Bad. I think you're right, Matt. I think I am kind of a bad boy when you really think about it.
I wasn't implying that you were a bad
boy. No. But I'm implying that I'm a bad boy.
I think.
Wait. 1 second, Matt. I'm very sorry to cut you off. What do you fucking mean by that?
You're not a bad boy.
What do you mean by that?
You're
I'm a bad.
Not. No, you're a very, very, boom. Very good boy boom. Who wishes he was bad.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
I'm a very bad boy who wishes he was good.
You're like a faithful, supportive boyfriend.
Yeah, but I'm also like, you see me and you think motorcycle.
You just told us the one time you hit on a girl and you described hitting on her by saying, hi, I'm Daniel.
No,
what's your name?
I was like, hey.
Hi, baby.
Hey, it's Batman. I'm Batman.
You just go up to a girl at a party and go, I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. And then the girl's like, I want to fuck Batman.
I want to fuck Batman.
Oh, my God. I want to fuck Batman.
But then I'm there and I'm dressed as a Joker and I'm like, not so fast. And that's what I do on the Joker. But I just like ruin people's
and
conversations.
And your penis is out and people are like, that's bigger than I would have expected.
And it's painted with Joker makeup.
Ooh,
my penis.
That's being the fucking Joker, baby.
And I'm Heath Ledger, and I OD'd.
No. Matt.
What? I'm being realistic.
It's not nice to say.
No, he's being realistic. It's
I'm
okay.
I'm being realistic. If I was in the Batman franchise, I would just be an actor who OD'd.
Well, and that you're not in the movies?
That's you in canon?
I mean, it's kind of meta, but that would be my role. Like, you guys meta. Are like superhero qualities. I would just be like someone who aspires qualities. To be in it, but I actually just like... succumb to my
no you could be in a superhero movie you'd be the lug.
What the fuck does that mean?
You'd be the lug.
You could be part of
they'd make a new superhero and it'd be the lug, and that's you.
Lug, like the bull in China shop lug.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
bashful.
You're
lug.
A lug. You're just a big lug.
You would be a cool Batman.
I feel it's so wild that what you're saying to me is actually affirming to me, because I think you're implying it as an insult.
No, I'm literally, I think you're a big lug. Like, I don't mean that in a way that's insulting.
I think it's charming, but I'm just like, I don't think of myself as like a big lug.
You're not in a bad way, but you're so big.
That's so funny, and I love hearing that.
Me sitting next to you, you're two sizes bigger than me.
You're a big guy, a bunch of chest hair. Bam. You're the manliest one of us here.
Absolutely. How tall are you?
6'3".
And you're not skinny, like you're built.
Okay, thank you. What am I, 225?
Yeah, you're like a built 6'3". You're a
Damn,
big lug.
You're 225?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I guess, yeah, you're tall.
You'd be fighting in heavyweight in the UFC.
But there Whoa, that is so genuinely fucking cool.
Yeah.
Really?
You can fight in the heavyweight.
You can fight Francis Ngannou.
I think I have a lot of rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot.
You see red.
I think I would do pretty good.
I like to imagine you as like a Batman villain, because like Batman would be in your lair and you'd be like, I'm going to step out for like 20 minutes, but you can just chill and watch TV.
Yeah, dude, I have cats. Like, yeah, your superpower is you trick Batman into just kind of being comfortable while you do crimes.
Yes. Yeah, I would just be like, hey, like, heads up, I do have cats, if you have allergies.
Okay, well, they're pretty cute.
And then I have every streaming platform.
Oh, really?
Different
every
people
one of them?
That I've dated, and I don't have a lot in my fridge, but there is a bottle of absinthe in the top
Wait,
shelf.
You have absinthe?
No wormwood.
That sounds fun.
It's
you seem
legal.
Like a fun guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, 20 minutes later,
just
he's like...
Just lock the door behind you.
20 minutes later, he's like, what was it like growing up in Indonesia? He's just trying to understand you. You're
yeah,
really down to earth.
Time. Yeah.
All right. So we talked about the eagle. What happened?
I forgot to mention. It was kind of funny because I was outside and I was like, can I smoke out here? And then I turned around and a guy was just blowing another guy. And I was like, I can smoke.
You
out
can
here.
Probably smoke was, there.
It feels so welcoming to be in a place where people can openly.
Would you talk to them? Well, not
While
them. Not not the guy who's getting, who's sucking the dick, but the guy who's getting his dick sucked. Would you be like, hey, what's up?
I mean, maybe if he would want that, but like, I feel like you could go up to someone who's getting their dick sucked and he would just kind of be like,
hey, can I bump some head off?
Hey,
you?
I'm getting my dick sucked.
Do you think I could bump? Could I Boma.
Because he might also think like, oh, do you want to suck my dick? And then if I'm like, oh, no, I just want to say hi. He'd be like, wild time.
Yeah, wild time to
wild
say
time
hi.
To say hello.
My friend who was at the Eagle, who works with like celebrities doing makeup and such, he was obsessed with Cooper's eyebrows.
Oh, I mean, aren't they incredible?
Cooper has very, very thick
eyebrows.
Thick eyebrows.
That guy made me feel so good.
He did, right?
He made me feel wonderful.
He loved them. People were obsessed.
Yeah. It means a lot. I love a compliment.
I wish I went, but it was just too late for me.
We went at 11.
I biked, though. I would have to bike from my house to the Eagle, which is...
That's not far.
It's 5 miles.
From your house to the Eagle?
Well, I was at the Comedy Store, too. So it's added two.
Oh, okay.
I would have to bike from
Hollywood to the Eagle.
No, I didn't make it clear. But yeah, I would have to bike from the Comedy Store to the Eagle, lock my bike up, go in, watch guys getting head, go back to my bike. It's just a big, it's a lot for me.
There was such a long line for the urinal at the Eagle, like a very absurd long line. And when I get to the front, I realize, which has happened before, it's because there are two guys there. One of them's jerking off, and the other one just wants to put his hand out and feel the pee as you're peeing. So like when I went to the trough to like pee, it's a big bathtub.
A guy put his hand out?
He started putting his hand, and I like veered away, but he was just like, ugh, like so annoyed.
Wild response.
But he's like, well, I'm here and I have my hand out. Can I just like feel your pee?
Okay, can I ask a question? This might not be what, but why not?
I just was, I was irritable because I had done
right,
a
that
bump
makes
of
sense.
Coke, and I was just like, I just want to pee. Like, I genuinely need to pee, and now I'm pissed off that I had to wait longer because you're just standing here feeling people's piss.
I guess I'm just thinking like...
I don't care that you want to feel people's piss. I'm just like, do it in the corner outside. Let someone piss in your hands outside because
honestly.
I don't care. I'm not yucking your yum.
If my options were peeing in the urinal or going outside and peeing that guy's hands, I would won. If I have to pee, dude... Like, I kind of have to pee right now. I'm ready to fucking...
Yeah. Nothing's stopping me. The places that I've peed.
Just pee.
Put it down. Put it down.
I have a water bottle in my car that's just for when I pee on the road.
I did. Sometimes I get pee shy, which is so weird.
Oh, my God. The guy literally said to me... Sorry, I'm cutting you off. But he literally said to me, he goes, well, you're not pee shy.
Yeah.
Because I went up and I just went...
Yeah,
it was just like sea biscuit.
I got to the trough, and then the really nice older leather guy was next to me, and I was like, I feel so embarrassed, I can't pee. And I was like, and my penis doesn't look great? I feel so disappointed.
Did the leather guy's penis look good? Did you take a look at it?
I didn't look at his penis.
Is it free reign to look at penises at the trough?
There's literally a mirror that shows everyone's
dick. Oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
Can you see people's dicks? And I always look. I feel like I can't.
It might be a height thing because I'm so much taller. Oh. But if I look at the mirror, you can see everyone's dick. But like, I personally don't. But it's like, it is free rent. And it's not like, if someone was looking at my dick, it's kind of like par for course. If you really don't want someone to look at your dick at the Eagle, then go to the private bathroom, I guess.
Yeah, go to the private. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm also just like, I have a shriveled dick right now, and I genuinely have to pee.
Yeah, you have Coke dick. Oh, that's I would hate that. I would, for real, even like being I would still kind of try to jerk off and get a little hard to pee there.
Yeah, to show off for the boys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
my dick was so disappointing.
No doubt. No. I would be there. I would be in the back and I would pretend it's like a little kink of mine to jerk off in the bathroom, but it would literally just be so I can fluff slightly so I'm not embarrassed in front of the boys.
I never look at anyone's penis. There's just still a part of me that just feels like it would be almost rude.
Okay.
But like
nerd.
I love when strangers stare at my penis, you know? But you can't go harass and flash people.
Well, when we were at the Wii Spa, you were looking at penises.
No, I tried not to.
You looked at penises.
I mean, the same as any straight man of like a glance.
I'm so mad you came in after the guy with the BBL. That was awesome. BBL and lower back tattoo. 6'4", maybe.
Do you think he genuinely had a BBL?
There was no way around it.
Did he have a weird stomach? Because sometimes like the belly button moves to like the center of the
Cooper,
stomach.
If you think I was looking at his stomach, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right. I remember one time we were in Wii Spa and there was a guy just 4 feet away looking directly at my dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is...
Your dick was looking good. What can he say?
This is the bee's knees.
you looked at him and you said, this is a maze balls.
Yeah, I said, this is a maze balls. You know?
All right, Cooper, something gay you did this week? Obviously, go into the Eagle or
about,
Pan.
Yeah, maybe do something Pan.
Oh yeah, so something straight because we already did gay.
Well, I had sex with a woman before I went to the gay bar.
So pan.
Yeah.
I mean, so pan. You can't get more pan than that.
You can't get more pan.
That's Matt. Yeah, that's fucking Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth, dude. Yeah.
That was Pan's Labyrinth achieved.
Yeah.
Matt.
Something gay that I did. I got a new plant.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I got...
That was good. I mean, you don't have to say more about a plant.
Yeah.
I love this plant, and I talked to him about it. It's a variation of a philodendron, which is like in the Monstera family. The leaves are going to get 4 feet long. I do have resentment against this because I'm really, really into plants, and I have a ton of them, and they're super healthy. But like right when I got into it, then like hashtag plant gaze became a thing, right. And now it's like a joke. And I'm like, I genuinely, like, I didn't do this because I want to show off, and I don't really show off, but I love it and I'm good at it.
I love a house full of plants. I could never take care of all
Do you
these
like
plants,
my house so. Full of plants?
Oh, I love your place. I would love to live here.
Sorry, I'm not taking anyone.
Well, no, I mean alone.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll live on the street.
I guess something straight that happened to me was I got, I guess maybe this isn't a straight thing, but I got offended when the guy at the massage parlor lingered a little too long in taking the sheets off of
this
me.
It is a straight, yeah. I mean, anyone could be offended by this, but it reminds me of the Joe Rogan clips where he's in the gym and he's like, every time I take off my shirt, this guy's staring at me.
Does he have clips where he's saying that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're taking your shirt off in a gym, you're crazy if you're offended by guys staring at you.
And he like sets up the camera to catch the guy looking at him, and I'm just like, what are you
really? He did that?
Doing?
That yeah, it sucks.
It's really it was just like embarrassing. I'm like, you're the span of influence you have, and you're like calling out. You're like at a predominantly gay gym in Los Angeles.
You're in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's like you have the money to go to a private gym.
You're a celebrity
or whatever.
Taking your shirt off at a public gym.
He's literally at a gay bathhouse. He's like, I just fucking am trying to get a steam in.
If no one's like, this is the big difference. Like, if you're in a public gym, it's like if people are coming up to you and bothering you, or if they're like directly like there's levels to that where I'm like, okay, yeah, like that person did go too far. But for the most part, a lot of the like guys specifically complain like this person's. It's like you're in a public, like yeah, there's mirrors everywhere. It's like this is everybody's like. People are going to look at you.
He's also famous.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily.
And he has a weird-ass body.
He's strong. Especially back then, he looked real good.
Yeah, I mean, but you're 4'10", you have an 8-pack.
Yeah, he's very short.
I don't know, about 5'2".
He's like a barrel chest.
I've seen him
chest.
In person. He's like 5'6", 5'7", I think.
With 7-inch insoles.
Maybe we don't know.
He's not. He's not.
So yeah, I got a massage, and not the I go in and they're like lie face down, and I'm like okay. Then the guy who's working front desk comes in, and is like, oh, like you're not lying down right, and without asking me, takes the sheets off, and I'm just in my underwear, and I was like, oh, okay. So I get because I didn't know what he wanted either. So, like I just want to rearrange them. And he's like, no, you have to get off. And I get off. And while he's like doing something with the sheets, he's just looking at. I mean, like to the point where I'm like, I was like, I'll just do it myself. Like whatever needs to be, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
But it was a lot just because like it's a private room. We're in there like just him and me. The fact that he took the sheets off without asking me, where it's like.
Yeah,
it was I was very uncomfortable.
That's fucked
not
up.
A good
yeah,
vibe.
I'm
were
sorry.
You wearing your Calvin Klein underwear?
No, I was in Adidas. Okay, like kind of spandex
okay,
underwear.
Even that,
I was on Molly, or I was not on Molly, so that didn't help.
We sound like we do drugs all the time. I feel like I never do drugs anymore, and Dan never does drugs.
I'm getting there. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna have a phase.
Just happened to do coke the other day, but we just sound like we're like.
I've decided to have a phase.
Really?
I think so.
Can we do ketamine together?
I hate it.
Have you done it?
No.
We should go to the Eagles tonight.
What the fuck? Why do you hate it if you've never done it,
Cooper? You remember the night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, it was a night that ended in me yelling at Cooper.
Wait, what?
Do you remember the driving?
Why'd you
just
yell
spit
at
it
me?
Out?
Yeah,
bitch.
Wait, why'd
okay,
you yell at me?
So me and Cooper are what? At a friend's house, and there's ketamine there, and I'm going to try it. And I say to Cooper before,
were you at Tara's house?
I'm not going to say. I said to Cooper before, I'm going to try this new drug that I've never tried before. So you're going to have to drive home. Is that coming back to you now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, you're going to have to drive home. So you have to, I was like, and Cooper's like, yes, absolutely. So Cooper agrees. We go to the place and I just do like two little whatevers. And I don't get high off of it at all. Cooper has himself a little night. So
I did a bunch of coke and then I did a bunch of ketamine.
Drank a little bit.
You know what I hear when you say you need to drive me home? I hear, let's say 100% means I can't drive you. Mine is, let's get to 99.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then eventually you just go to like 130.
And then you go to 130. So we're leaving and Cooper is like, can you drive? And I kind of lose it on him. I'm like, dude.
Cooper's like, unless I'm in an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good.
I knew that.
And then we ended up just not driving. But
wait,
I was
I'm
like
confused
pissed.
Though. Why did you say you hate ketamine and you never tried it?
I did
try it. You did
try
it.
I didn't get high.
Oh, okay. That's unusual. How much did you do? Like a
decent amount, like enough.
Yeah, that's very unusual.
That's very unusual, yeah. But I would love to try it again. I think ketamine's the best, and I don't even think of it as like a party drug. It's like sounds so gay when I say this, but it's like an experience.
Hey, that sounds great, Matt, but no thank you.
Are you serious? You're done with it.
What are you not getting?
Yes.
What are you not getting?
Oh, you just on the record.
He's, yeah.
Oh, you're saying what do you not get? Oh, yeah, I would never try those things that are called.
But this is parody.
Yeah, this is parody.
We're doing parody. All right. So we have shout outs. Let's do them. We have Mauro Whaley.
I would kiss anyone for you.
Francisco Rodriguez.
I wouldn't do a fucking thing for you, Francisco.
Hannah Pilling.
Pill me up.
Yeah.
At the pharmacy.
Give him Xanax.
Karen Egeldo.
Karen, the fucking poetry thing is not going to work out.
It's not going to work out.
You're not talented.
Strider Gaming.
Strider Gaping?
Strider Gaming.
Oh, God. Well, Strider Gaming, change your name to Gaping.
I want
to gape
you,
then I'll listen
Strider.
To what the fuck you have to say.
And Kabuto.
Kabuto.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Wait. Look at this. Is this funny? Is that funny?
Yeah, Cooper just put a vape in the hole of his jeans.
Can you see that on the camera?
So now he can inhale the green apple vape from his pee hole.
Thank you so much.